this is what people in Andhra started with here in the early years.
Making a place like that?
Yeah. But then, in addition to all that you had arranged here, of course, he had only four characters. Two were singers and two were the ones who would render something in speech. And four were there of the same order, and the fifth one was a stranger always.
Mm.
And he would say, how come that you say this and this, and then there would be the replies and this and that, and then singing would be going on.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And eventually the stranger would say, oh, it's fantastic. Is that the real thing? I thought it was satanic cult, you see, and like that. But then it was logical. All the time there was logic, and it appealed to the mind of any stranger, whatever they said. It was not exclusive, revolving around what you call a cult of believers in Meher Baba. It is universal. That's how they brought about it.
Yeah.
But all the time, he is the figurehead of that universal cult.
So this is the
cult.
Yeah. We needed one R in the cult, and it seemed like the color would be okay.
It was fun. They performed before Baba two different times. No, four different times.
In Guru Prasad?
Guru Prasad twice, and then when he went there to Andhra, and then once again somewhere else, I think it was.
Is that the one that...
In Narabad, I think they performed.
Is that the one? I've seen some pictures of some people performing, and one guy is dressed as a Hindu, and I think
another
Muslim,
is a Christian,
one's a Westerner,
another,
and
Muslim, and all different religions.
What language would they do it in?
Telugu.
Telugu. Is that the language of Andhra?
Of Andhra.
Oh. Did they just travel around and just put it up on a street corner? Would they only do it at their centers?
They traveled around all over the state. I mean, Andhra is one of the biggest states, next to UP in North India. They traveled all over the places. And then when they would be called to different states, they would also perform that. This Amartisi, they are going to perform another one. Similar to that, but not the same trope, but another one. For Amartisi Day. On first, it will be. He came here to fix the day and time. The one who wrote it. It's a long one, 2.5 hours.
Goodness.
Let us see what happens. What I was telling is, who was here? You, I was telling you, no? Or Karen was here?
About how
the Indians, as you said, in India also they started this, and they are continuing. So I think about 200 and more than 250 enactments took place while Baba was with us.
Really?
Yeah, they went from place to place. So they had all sorts of characters in that. Extolling the greatness of Meher Baba and singing out, you see, they had very loud voices and all that, because there were no public address systems at that time. And of course, there were no female parts in that, all men were there. But there would be some Mohammedan in that, one of the characters, some Christian would be there and so forth. And they would, with rapt attention, they would hear what they are saying, you see. But then, there was also a stranger in that. And he would also punctuate. And says, I can't understand this. What are you all speaking? You say, speaking out of your hat or something like that. What is this? How can it be possible? This and that. And so in answer to that, then again there will be that singing and through song.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So that stranger would be a character.
Character
sort
also.
Sort of like the
rabble,
the heckler.
Provoker. Yeah. It would be a nice entertainment to the audience also. You see?
Yeah.
Because he speaks on behalf of the audience who know nothing about it all.
That's a good idea. So then other people would answer him?
Yeah, those people would answer him.
Yeah.
And then some Christian would say, "Oh yes, brother, I know how you feel about it now because you're hearing for the first time. I also felt the same way, you see. And this is what I had said to him, and this is how I learned from them, and this and that." And then he would go and take the part, or some Mohammedan would take part, or they themselves would take part, and so forth. It was a nice entertainment. 2.5 hours each sitting.
Really? Was this for Baba then?
Huh?
What was this? Was this for Baba? Baba attended
this? Not for Baba. They would go from place to place.
But Baba saw this. Did Baba...
But they enacted 4 times before Baba, on 4 different occasions.
What was their subject matter? The life of...
Life of Baba.
Life of Baba?
And his, whatever you call it, his messages, discourses, and they put, blend the whole thing.
Yeah.
Baba's attributes and Baba's humor, everything, the story of Baba. Although it is a language foreign to us, but we always enjoyed these things. Because in their acting also, it's not just sitting quietly, they'll be standing, all of them, and acting. And the excitement would be there, and there will be that adverse reaction will be there, and all that, and say, "Oh, keep calm, keep calm. Listen to what he has said. Why why go into a debate? Let us listen to what he has said now, what he himself has to say." And so then they'll go on singing out, put his messages into songs. Nice. These Andhrites are really very talented people. Very talented. No wonder Baba said that they are my head. It needs a head. Everything is useful, you know, Peggy. Even the toenails are useful.
Baba's toenails, maybe. Baba's toenails.
Our toenails, I'm talking about. Baba's toenails have been taken away as talismans, you see, round the necks of some damsels.
That's true. They've been spun into these little things.
That's what I was thinking, those beautiful little brooches.
Yeah.
Nails and hair.